And that spread of praise featuring Pastor Benjamin Dubé with You Brought Me Over. It's time for us to finally delve into, I think, the most interesting part of my Thursday, that is, officially introducing Mr. Phuluso Siyakamela into Heart to Heart, Thursday Heart to Heart.
For sure.
Welcome officially. Yes, we did welcome you last week, but you're now live in studio.
Yeah, now I'm live in studio.
Absolutely am excited about that one, Mr. Siyakamela. So this feature, by the way, is known as The Legal Junction. If you did not know it, this is where you are met with legal matters.
Yes, we're dealing with law. We're dealing with law throughout. Yeah.
And perhaps you're asking, what does this have to do with me as a Christian?
Yeah.
We always say to you,
most Christians normally separate themselves from these issues.
From the law.
You know what, Tina, we're born again and the issues of the law does not involve us. And which
That's
is not
naivety.
True.
Because at some point, not only are you going to be met up with legal issues,
yes,
but you yourself, according to the South African law, are a legal subject.
For sure. I normally say this, Luko, when we are doing the legal junction, to say, when man lives without law, man lives without freedom. Some of the things which were supposed to benefit you, you will forfeit them because you know nothing about the law.
Exactly.
Or you are ignorant.
Exactly. And and the weird thing is also, you are exempted from the law. Tomorrow somebody drives into your car, and all of a sudden you're like, what steps do I need to take?
Yes.
This is exactly why Mr. Siyakamela is here.
For sure.
To make sure he touches on every single thing. I don't know if you did really take note, but there was somebody that was looking for your contacts, actually, over the past couple of days.
You see, when I got the email, I was so excited. I was like, you know what? Our show is actually achieving what we want to achieve.
Exactly.
Because this is what we are here for, to educate, to make sure that the listeners of Radio Pulpit are aware of the issues of the law. I was so excited to see listeners contacting us, even off air, to say, we have legal issues.
Yeah, we don't want you to be caught wanting when you've got Mr. Siyakamela at your disposal.
Yes.
So, sir, what are we talking about today?
Luko, let me first start by greeting the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit and also greet you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you so much.
So, today, I think, Luko, let's touch the issue of crime and delict.
All right.
Because these are two separate issues, but one can confuse them.
All right.
To say, what is a delict and what is
a crime?
A crime. You see, so this is what we will be touching today, to also clarify the issue of this, where it's public law and private law.
Okay.
Let's start with the issue of a crime.
Because also some people don't even know delict. But they always think they're on the criminal end of things.
Yeah, you see, most of the instances you'll find people when they suspect there's a crime.
Okay.
And you find that it's a delict.
All right.
In actual fact, you were not supposed to have gone to the police station. You should have consulted an attorney to sue for damages.
Okay.
But because of, the Bible normally says we perish due to lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So instead of going to sue, you'd rather opt to say, you know what, I want this person to have a criminal record. Mm. So, but you find that it's an unnecessary or it's an irregular step.
Yeah.
You see. So I think today we need to clearly or clarify it clearly so to the listeners of Radio Pulpit to say, what is a crime? Let's start it this way, Luko. Crime, it's any activity or any criminal activity that is directed against public interest.
Okay.
That's where we must start.
Any criminal activity. What is a criminal activity?
Where the laws or the criminal law of the country is being infringed.
All right.
Because, you see, you'll realize we'll also touch various types of crimes. Remember, we've got crime against humanity. crime against property.
Okay.
You see, all those type of crimes, they fall into public interest.
Okay.
That is why when you have committed a crime, you will be prosecuted by people called public prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
Or they normally call themselves the state, because
yes,
they are there representing
the state.
The state. You see, so that's the first introduction that we should make to the listeners, to say it's any activity that is directed against public interest.
Okay.
It's a crime. But now, crime compared to a delict. A delict is any activity directed against private interest.
All right.
If you infringe my private interests, then that's where now it becomes a delict. But now you need to also check certain things. You will realize that crime or criminal law and law of delict are relatively related, because these two pieces of law, they deal with instances where a person infringes a right, either in a form of a delict or in a form of a criminal activity.
Okay.
Then, like I said, the second one, crime form part and parcel of public law.
Okay.
When we speak about public law, we're speaking about an instance where the state is involved. That is why our state is the one that is responsible for employment of law enforcement officers, like South African Police Services and other institutions. Those are institutions, or those are public institutions.
All right.
Formed to do what? To eradicate
crime.
Crime. So that is why I'm saying criminal law forms part and parcel of public law, because that's where the state is involved. But now, going to delict, you will realize that we are now dealing with private law. Then private law, by its nature, it becomes civil.
Okay.
Because that's where now we start engagement.
So once a matter is now civil, it is seen or viewed as a delict.
It's a delict. Okay. Because there cannot be any infringement of law in civil without a delictual cause.
Okay.
So there has to be a delict, so that when I maybe sue you, I'm suing you on a delictual activity.
Okay. Can a situation actually be both criminal and delictual in nature?
Yes.
Okay.
There's instances where you will find a matter being a criminal matter, and also being a civil matter.
I assume issues such as drunken driving can be seen as both.
Yeah, you see, with drunken driving, it's a criminal activity
matter,
because you are driving
under the influence
on a public road. Remember, I spoke some about public law to say it's part and parcel of criminal law. Then now, look how it becomes delictual, Nico.
That's where I want you to go.
Yes. You are driving drunk on a public road, which already is a crime.
Yes.
Then you bump my
property.
Car.
Property. Exactly.
You see? Then that's where now it becomes delictual.
Oh, so you've got two cases already.
You've got two cases, which you must, but two separate cases. Remember, in law, we have what we call an in duplum.
Which means?
You cannot claim, or you cannot charge a person twice.
Oh, okay.
You see, I cannot say pay damages, and also I say serve an imprisonment term.
All right.
You see, so we now have to select which better route is suitable.
Oh, okay.
Do we go the civil road where we suing him for damages?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we then lay charges so that he can serve an imprisonment term?
So if I then choose, you've hit my car, I need to claim it's a delict.
Yes.
Does that mean the criminal case which the state would have instituted against you falls away?
No, no. It doesn't fall away. All That's right. why I'm saying these ones are separate.
Oh, they're separate.
Yeah, they're,
okay.
they've been dealt with separately because that side, it's private law.
Okay.
Then this side is public law, so, is the state.
So, so you're basically saying they can both run concurrently, but from different persons.
From different persons, yes. Because remember, the minute a matter is in the hands of the prosecutors or the state,
mm-hmm.
then the state becomes the dominus litis. They decide as to what they must do with that particular case.
Okay, okay.
Then in that is why we have these words, he who alleges must prove.
Mm.
Then in civil, we have words like balance of probabilities.
Yes.
When I sue you, it should be on balance
of, probability.
Of probabilities because also I must litigate in good faith.
Okay.
I must not litigate in bad faith because most of the people, they litigate for the sake of punishing.
Yeah.
Then
true.
It becomes litigation in bad faith because you just want to prove a point to me.
Mm.
But you don't really want to see justice prevailing.
Here's another question. While we are at this, I'm giving you a different scenario altogether now.
Yes, yes.
We've heard of people say, should you... assault. Let's look at assault. Issues of assault.
Yes.
And you badly injure me, obviously, while you're assaulting me. Sometimes not even. I've heard people say, you slap me. I'm going to sue you. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And in that case, then, you're just like, which angle do you look at it from? Is it just a delict? Or can it also have a criminal aspect to it?
You see, it has criminal activity because now it's assault.
Exactly.
And, you know, with assault, let me go further to this extent, Luko, to say most of people, you'll hear them in court saying, I didn't really beat this person.
Yeah.
I just pushed her or I just pushed him.
Yeah.
And forgetting that whenever there is an engagement of physical force, whether you are pushing the person
or pinching
the person, that is an assault.
Mm.
You see, so you'll hear such things in courts where people will say, no, I didn't really beat this person. Mm. I just pushed her. I was pushing her away from me. Then she fell.
Okay.
That's assault.
Okay.
You must be prosecuted for such.
Mm.
You see, so it's very much important to also understand crimes because these crimes has elements.
Okay, meaning
there is certain elements that must be met
for it to be a criminal act,
to qualify to be a criminal activity.
All right.
That is why if one element is missing, that's why you'll find these words that whenever there is a doubt in the mind of the court or the magistrates or the presiding officer, benefit should be given to the accused.
Okay.
Because there is doubt. What brings doubt? That means one of the element
was not met.
Is missing. Was not. The state did not prove its case
beyond a reasonable doubt.
Mm. Then benefit should be given to who? To the accused.
All right.
But now, when you come to delict, if I say you have damaged my car and this is the value, then you must be sued for that particular value and you must also incur legal costs.
Mm.
You remember we once said this year on the Legal Junction to say, let's avoid being taken to courts because being taken to courts has very bad ramifications. You owe me 100,000, which we can sit down and negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't come to me then I end up instructing my attorneys to say, you know what, sue this person.
Mm.
Then they incur what? Costs in that process.
Mm.
The same costs are going to be added to the principal debt that you owe me.
Of course.
You see, so...
You get orders to costs.
You get order yeah. to costs.
Yeah.
Then you end up paying a huge amount, unlike where you should have swallowed pride and say, you know what, I accept and admit that I'm owing this person.
Let's make a plan of payment.
Let's make a plan of payment. You see, now it takes us back to ADR to say, is it necessary that we litigate? I admit that I'm owing you.
Mm-hmm.
How about we come or enter into a payment plan?
Mm-hmm.
Then the matter is settled out of court.
Yeah.
Both parties are happy.
Okay.
So I spoke about public law. I spoke about private law.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you'll realize that in criminal law, the state prosecutes. This is what I've said.
Yes.
The state prosecutes. But now in private law, private party institutes action.
Okay.
That's where now this is what we call being sued. He institutes action to do what? To sue with the aim of getting back or recovering whatever damages that they have incurred.
Mm-hmm.
Then also you check the issue of the results in terms of punishment. In crime, the state imposes punishment.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in terms of delict, you are ordered to pay damages.
All right.
You see. Then again, in criminal law, the state prosecutes the perpetrator irrespective of the desires of private individuals. I think you normally see this look where they will say Pastor Mamang or Chief what is appearing in court.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people that will be there bargaining for maybe the release of that particular person for some reason that maybe he is their spiritual leader or he's their chief.
Yeah.
You see, those people, they don't even want to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
What are the
facts?
They don't
care who's right, who's wrong. Yeah. Like our leader should be released.
Their master cannot be wrong.
Yeah.
you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what we are talking about here. To say the state will prosecute as long as they've gathered sufficient evidence.
Yeah.
They will prosecute whether people go to court and chant or not.
But the state will continue.
As long as there is a ground of prosecution,
they will prosecute. Okay.
Whether we are outside with placards that we want our leader to be released or not, the wheels of justice will continue to move.
Yeah. I think also I've heard of such situations. I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Where somebody kills a family member of yours and you decide to say, hey, I forgive you. It's okay, you know. It really doesn't matter whether you're arrested or not. You know, the person's gone. Mm. But the state says, hey, we continue with the case.
You see, this is what I spoke about to say. The state in criminal matters becomes the dominus litis. They become the boss of the litigation. You cannot come and say, no, you know what, we spoke. And this is what most of our people are doing, Luko. There's a criminal activity. Then that family comes. They say they are settling. Then they give each other money. The next thing, charges are withdrawn in courts.
Yeah.
You see.
Ish.
Then the same thing happens.
Happens again.
Again, because such a person was not properly disciplined. You see, so only shortcuts were taken to say, you know what, let's talk as abantu.
And I think as citizens, what we're also neglecting, Mr. Sekamela, is when I drop the case, sometimes I even lie to say, I know it didn't happen. You know, because the police will ask, why are you dropping it? I'm like, I didn't see it right. But you're lying. Yeah. You're also lying in your testimony.
And that is lying under oath. Remember, it's a punishable offense.
Exactly.
You see, so that's the challenge that we have within our own justice system.
Mm.
To say people will have their own arrangements there, and that will be it.
Sure.
Then again, you'll realize that in criminal law, trial is governed by the rules of criminal procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that occurs in that process, in the criminal court, it will be strictly the rules of criminal procedure.
Okay.
Yes. But now you'll realize that in delict, this is what I said earlier. Trial is governed by the rules of civil procedure.
Okay.
So those are the difference to say, what is a crime, what is a delict?
Mm.
And this is the challenge which most of the people encounters. Most of the people will think that this is a crime, and you realize that there is no crime.
Mm. Ish.
It's just a delict where you're supposed to sue for damages. Then you say, no, funum comb. Let me go to the police. I want this person to have a criminal record.
I think that's the obsession. Because people are like, I want you to have a criminal record. Sometimes it's not even a criminal act.
For sure.
What would you advise, Mrs. Siyakamela, to somebody who perhaps is confused right now, because they're almost sure that this is actually a delict, but then you know that thing, I don't have a lawyer, so what do I do? Who do I approach? How do I go about it, suing this person?
Yeah, you see,
and I can't afford it.
Yeah, you see, Luko, the issue of affordability in terms of access to justice is just a mere excuse.
Okay,
we have institutions. If you cannot afford to pay an attorney or a private attorney, there's institutions. We've got institutions like the Legal Aid Board. Those people there are legally qualified. It's just that
that's where I wanted to go.
Yes.
Uti, does such institutions like Legal Aid actually jump in with issues of delict, or is it only criminal acts? Or are there different organizations dealing with different things?
No, they deal with various matters. Either it's public law or it's private law, but they do deal with such matters.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Perfect. But now, you see, there's opinion. It's very dangerous, Luko.
Say that again.
Opinion is very dangerous. The people will be like, you know what? Those are free lawyers. They are not going to fight for your justice.
I've heard people say such absurd things, and these are actually trained lawyers.
Qualified.
Trained. So why do you think
they just chose not to be in
private practice?
In private practice.
I've heard such things. They're like, yo, you know, some people, I've attended a couple of court cases, Mr. Segamel, and then the magistrate or whoever will ask,
yes,
do you need a lawyer?
Mm.
And then they say no.
Yeah.
And then once the magistrate has walked out and the person needs to come back, then they're like, you see these free lawyers, no, they make a mess. And you're thinking, Aibo,
yes,
why do you assume so?
It's just a bad opinion about those particular legal practitioners. But
it's almost as if only those in private practice will do a good job.
Yeah, you see, there's that notion to say, if I've appointed a private one, isn't that a private one also? There is this thing of saying, you know what, I'm paying this person.
Then they make demands. I think that's why. I think people just want to be able to have, you know, three-way or whatever to bully.
Yeah, and you see one thing I've realized this especially in that private space, these people, they feel that when they have paid you, they are actually
buying, can contact you at 9 and say wake up.
They're buying justice. Jump.
Oh,
you see, they're buying justice, so they don't really think that.
They could
lawyers
lose a case.
Are in the business of selling time.
Okay.
You see, they think if they pay fees, they are actually buying justice.
Okay.
That's why some of the clients will go to an extent that they will they will go to an extent of even threatening their own lawyers.
I've heard.
Yeah, to say I mean I've paid you, so
go and win this case.
What's happening?
TV is also spoiling people, you know.
Yes.
Because then they think, I can say anything. I can speak anyhow.
That is why we have the legal junction, Luko. Mm. You know, I love when I come here. I become so excited.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I know that one or two, three people will learn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you seeing that message that I'm seeing as well?
Yeah, I'm seeing the messages here. Yes. You see, you remember the lady that dropped us an email while we were off air?
Yes.
She happened to come to my office yesterday.
Wow.
And Mara Figala put, you know what? I thought Wabsia Kamela is this big man.
Oh. she got to meet you in person.
Yeah, she got to meet me in person and we advised her accordingly. Mm. And I hope even wherever she is, she's so excited. She's You see, so
I think also while we're at it, so that we don't miss Liera Khumalo,
yes,
can you just give your email address? I think, or we'll give it at the end as well as we wrap up.
Oh, yes, please, yes,
give social media handles and give email address so that if somebody wants to reach out to you, they do exactly that. Trust me,
is it this one where they say Pastor Segame?
Yes.
Yeah, you see, look, what's going on?
It's me.
And when I'm here, I'm the only lawyer of the radio.
Guys, I started this Pastor Siyagamela thing. I don't even know why, but Mr. SK.
SK. Yes. No, we'll definitely give them our email addresses.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
So that we can be in touch and assist them. Yes. So you see, look, also, let's check the sources. I see our time. We're
running out. We're not even taking a song today.
We're not taking a song today.
No. We're gonna wrap up in the next three minutes or so. Yeah.
So you check also the sources. We've differentiated between criminal space and delictual space.
Yeah.
To say that side is private, this side is public.
Yes.
Then now you also need to check into sources.
Okay.
Because you cannot speak of law without point of reference.
Of course.
Then you come and you say this is law. The question will be what is your point of reference? That is why sources of criminal law, one of them is case law.
All right.
You see, legislation.
Okay.
Common law.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the spaces which completes the criminal law space.
Okay.
Without those things, then
you can't really reference criminal law.
You cannot reference it to anything.
Yeah.
See? Yes. Then the other issue, Luko, that we need to look into is what is the importance of these sources?
All right.
Because let's take for instance case law. Case law, those are decided cases. You see, so it's always best to refer. That is why it's one of the sources of criminal law. Yeah, I understand. You normally hear in courts where people will be like, "I refer to the matter or this case of state versus Mamang."
Yeah,
yeah. You see those type of things. So you must always have a point of reference because our law is a law that is reduced to writing.
All right. By the way, what informs which case needs to go into case records, if that's what you call it? How, or can I just reference any other case that's taken place before, whether or not I can see online?
Yeah, but remember, it has to be there's this softly.
Yes.
Yes.
So it has to be reported in
It softly. Has to be reported.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't just reference a case that happened that's not on Safri necessarily.
Yeah, then it's going to look, let's say you are quoting that to me.
Yes.
Then I also want to
need
go
to find it
and find it and look to check as to the facts that you are presenting to me.
Yes.
Is it the same facts or are we in the same understanding in as far as understanding of that particular case?
Very clear.
Yes. So it has to be reported.
So even you as a lawyer while studying your case, you need to make sure whatever you reference, it is actually on Safli.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes. So that's the point of research. You see.
Of course, you can't just
or
talk about your friend's incident.
Exactly.
So you're making sense.
Yes.
So
it's part of your research. You need to go to your law libraries and have to look into those particular cases in relation to what you are busy, the matter that you are busy with, or the research that you are busy with.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. As we wrap up, any last thing you want to bring to our attention, Mr. Segamela?
We cannot speak about any law, Luko, and not refer to the constitution of the country.
All right.
So this is how we will wrap it up today here on the Legal Junction, to say, yes, we have referred to that, but now we also have to check the chapter 2 of the constitutions contained in the Bill of Rights in terms of what does the constitution of the country says about delictual activities and criminal activities. You see, so that's how it is. You cannot speak about the law and not refer to the highest, because remember there is this notion that says any law that raises itself above the constitution of the country shall be declared to be null and void.
Do you see the importance of literally? Because sometimes people get those small books with the constitution and then they ignore it. It's just a book to them.
Yeah.
But do you see the importance of acquainting yourself with South Africa's constitution?
You see, the knowledge of the law, Luko, it's very important. We always say this on the Legal Junction, to say we are contractual beings on day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
On day-to-day basis, we enter into activities of law that requires us to be knowledgeable. There's another listener that commented on my Facebook to say, next time we need to engage about the SAMRO and RISA laws. I suspect he's an artist.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I suspect he's an artist. So definitely.
And it's relevant.
It's relevant, yes.
So this is a music platform as well. So.
One of the days, God willing, we will educate them about that. To say,
definitely.
What are we talking about when we're talking about royalties and so forth and so forth?
What are your rights? What should you look out for before you sign that contract?
Because
people are in the business of signing contracts that they don't understand.
Yeah.
Then they make it a life. Then they turn around and say, I'm being abused here.
Yes.
What did you sign? Sure.
You see, and remember, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. It's not an excuse.
Yeah.
You cannot say because I have ignored the law and now issues are gunning against me, then excuse should be a submission. No.
Yeah. Sure.
You must, in all material times, make sure that you understand your law and you know your rights.
Of course.
Because most of the time, Luko, we fail because we do not exercise
our
rights fully.
Yeah.
Like what we discussed earlier, you committed a crime, maybe it's malicious damage to property to me.
Yep.
Then sit, Yazin, we are people, man. Let's sit down and talk. Then there's some compensations that are negotiated in that process. You see, then in that instance, you are not allowing the wheels of justice to move.
Yeah.
In actual fact, you are perpetuating crime.
Yeah.
Because the same person that did that to you can do that to another person.
Of course. We could go on and on and on.
Is it already time to knock off?
It definitely is. Please make sure you give out your details as our listeners are looking for them.
Let me wrap it up like this, Luko. Mm-hmm. The law is like a sea.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners must be aware that when they tune into the Legal Junction, we will never finish.
Yeah.
You see, today we are talking about criminal law and the law of delict.
Yeah.
We did not finish.
Mm.
But what I'm happy about, we have given very important hints which are going to help our listeners.
Yeah, definitely.
You see. So they must continue listening to the Legal Junction. There is more interesting topics that we're going to have every Thursday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. They must just make sure that they tune in. We are bringing very exciting topics. Even next week, we are coming up with a very exciting topics of law.
Okay.
Website www.siakamelalegal.co.za.
Please spell Siakamela for us.
Seakamela.
Thank you.
Yes. www.siakamelalegal.co.za. Then the email, it's info@siakamelalegal.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
info@siakamelalegal.co.za. Or they can send them directly to me, Luko.
Mm-hmm.
poloso@siakamelalegal.co.za. poloso@siakamelalegal.co.za. Luko, I think...
That's it.
Let me see you again next week, my colleague. We had a very beautiful show. I really enjoy coming here doing radio with you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sekamela. And that's about it from myself as well. We give it a name. We call it a day. We'll do this again some other time. I think we'll meet up again on Hot Art next week, Wednesday. But you can always catch me tomorrow again from 4 till 6 o'clock on Spectrum.
I can't leave Luko without saying to the listeners, from myself, the only lawyer of the radio. I love you so much. God bless you. We are out.
God bless.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM. Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.